Yesterday we discussed the question of Isur Yichud in an airplane, and today I want to discuss that question about in a car. Can a man and woman who are not married and not closely related to each other, is it permissible for them to travel together in a car? And the question comes up in various different formulations. In town during the day, in town at night, out of town during the day and out of town at night. And unsurprisingly, there are a range of opinions on this matter. Rav Vosner has a tshuva in Shevet HaLevi Chelek Gimel Sim Kuf Pei Hei, where he recognises that people do this all the time, but he thinks that there's a serious problem. Even Baruchov, meaning even in the street, even in town, and even during the day. Though from his tshuva, it's not entirely clear whether he thinks there's a genuine Isur Yichud here, or just that it's a problem for reasons of tzniut, and a concern that maybe inappropriate contact will take place, prohibited contact will take place, but that it's not actually technically an Isur Yichud. But certainly he's very much against man and woman who are not closely related travelling together in the one car if there aren't other people there. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igrot Moshe, Evan Ha'ezer Chelek Dalet Simon Samachai, where he talks about intercity travel, and he says ideally that shouldn't be allowed because there's a concern that the car might leave the main road, meaning on the main road there's not an Isur Yichud even at night because there's other traffic there, and if the car were to stop, then the occupants would be frightened of being intimate in the car because another car might come up to them and stop and see what's the matter, etc., etc. But he's concerned that the car might leave the main roads and go to somewhere secluded, and that would be a problem of Yichud. But he says if it's really necessary and there are really pressing reasons why the couple need to travel together, then it's permitted on the grounds that, as we said, the main road itself isn't an Isur of Yichud, and you don't need to worry that the car will turn off the road. We discussed this in previous shiurim yesterday and the day before, the view of Rav Osher Weiss, that we're only interested in the situation now. We're not interested in the situation that the couple might put themselves into an Isur Yichud. They might move from a permitted situation into a prohibited situation. But it seems that Rav Moshe Feinstein only accepts that b'shat ha'dachak rather than l'chatchila. He has a further tshuva in Yoradeh Chelek Bet Simon Pei Bet, where he talks about the question of whether a woman can get a ride in a taxi which is driven by a man. And again, he says that it's prohibited. Here he seems to think that even in town it would be prohibited. Why? Because of other forms of kirva. He's not worried that there's going to be beer, that there's going to be sexual intimacy, but he's worried that they might touch each other affectionately. But he says if necessary, it can be allowed on the grounds that the driver is involved in his work and that he's not going to ruin his professional reputation by doing something like this. We should note again that we said yesterday in the name of Rav Osher Weiss that this isn't a consideration of Yichud. The Isur of Yichud is only where there's a concern that the couple might have full intercourse rather than just touching each other in a way which is against the halacha. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a tshuva on the subject in Minchat Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Sim Tzadik Aleph, Ot Kaf Aleph, where he says that to drive even out of town isn't a problem even at night, because despite the fact there aren't many people around, again, if you were to stop the car, then there's always a concern that somebody would come and see and what's happening, and therefore the couple are going to be nervous and reluctant to engage in sexual intimacy. And he says there's no need to worry that the car's going to turn off the main roads to some way that are deserted and create a Yichud situation, as we said, because that's currently it's not a situation of Yichud, and we don't worry that a situation of Yichud might subsequently be created, as we said in the name of Rav Osher Weiss. There's a similar ruling in the Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Vav Peret Mem Ot Tet Vav, or Simon Mem Perek Tetvav, and he essentially says the same as Rav Shlomo Zalman, but he seems to limit it to main roads. So he says, you know, going from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv or Yerushalayim to Haifa, that's not a problem because there's a fair amount of traffic even at night, and it doesn't have to be a lot of traffic, but there are other cars around. So it's not so sure, clear to me, that he would issue a permissive ruling if a person's going perhaps along a sea road between two little hamlets in the Yorkshire Dales, where really there's very, very little traffic at night. And it might be that in that case it is regarded as a yichud matter. But certainly care should be taken in these situations, and particularly where strangers are involved. We have, of course, heard in the media of all sorts of unfortunate reports of unfortunate things happening to people in cars, and one needs to be very, very careful from a halakhic perspective and from a safety perspective as well. Ad kan.